Next patient is Jones William. Jones, J-O-N-E-S, William. W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth 12/9/1962. And date of visit was 12/3/24. Please make a copy for Chet Anthony, C-H-E-T, Chet Anthony, D-O. Please make a copy for him. Next paragraph. Dear Chet, thank you for sending William Jones for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. History will tell us. This is a 61-year-old male who is previously known to have pulmonary fibrosis, just moved from Tennessee and has been followed up in Nashville by a pulmonologist group. The patient does not have any home oxygen, but is known to have extensive interstitial lung disease, for which he was started on a course of Esbriet, E-S-B-R-I-E-T, Esbriet. Two capsules, but he was unable to take the drug due to severe side effects. The patient has had a recent chest CT, but we do not have a copy of it. He has shortness of breath with activity, has occasional cough, denies wheezing or chest pain, no nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history. Include the history for pulmonary fibrosis, past history, also for back surgery, for lumbar disc disease. He has had a right knee surgery for ACL repair. The patient denies hypertension or diabetes. He has hyperlipidemia and osteoarthritis. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, habits, patient never smoked. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph, family history, father died of cancer. Of the stomach. Mother died of breast cancer. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, fever, no double vision cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency. He has a fever. And shortness of breath and coughing spells. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no depression, but has anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list. Coreg 6.25 milligram BID. Traceba injection once nightly. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is the averagely built, this is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white male who is alert, pale, no acute distress. There was no pallidus, ictus, superficial edema. His blood pressure, 140 over 70. Pulse is 78, respiration 20, temps 976. Weight is 270, saturation 97. On room air, HE and D non-spheric, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with fine crackles, both lung bases. Heart, the heart sounds so irregular, smallness to no murmur, nose 3. The abdomen is soft, pretty burned without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or cup tenderness. The patient had no lymphadenopathy. Extremities will no edema or cup tenderness on either side. Neurologically reflexes a brisk with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis. Number 2 is bronchiectasis. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was also advised to continue the O2 liters nightly and be enrolled in the Shands Hospital Pulmonary Fibrosis Research Program. The patient will stop using Esbriet due to severe side effects. A CBC complete metabolic profile to be done in 2 months. A follow-up visit be arranged in 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Chet Anthony Dio. Chet Anthony Dio. CHET Anthony Dio.